From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, March 4th, and to raise awareness for colon cancer, it's National Dress in Blue Day. Well, you can do anything, but all for my blue. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories. A Mableton man was charged with the rape of a minor. Police have identified a man connected with Tuesday's car burglary. The GOP's Cobb Commission and school board maps have been signed by Governor Kemp. Capital City Bank broke ground on a Marietta location. A DeKalb judge canceled the fine and jail time for the owner of a Brookhaven sex shop. And finally, two Cobb Middle School teachers were named NASA Airborne Astronomy Ambassadors. Plus, if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, Doctor Who, or any number of Marvel movies and comics and pop culture in general, there's a big event coming to the Georgia World Congress Center just for you.
The first and most important thing is you'll get to be around people of like mind that have the same interests and the same enthusiasm for pop culture, for sci-fi, for horror, for all of the above. Then you get to meet the celebrities up close and personal. You get to get an autograph. You get to get a photo op. You could go to a panel and listen to submit questions and listen to the answers. You get to also meet some of the comic creators, some of the artists who are going to be at the show.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck. Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson and Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
A Mableton man has been charged with raping a minor. 31-year-old Jose Iglesias allegedly sexually assaulted a minor at his Mableton home between February 2021 and February 23rd of this year. He faces a felony for rape and felony for child molestation. Iglesias, born in Honduras, has a Department of Homeland Security hold. As of Wednesday, he was being held in the Cobb County Adult Detention Center without bond. Marietta police have identified the man they say crashed into a police car with a stolen vehicle and attempted to flee the scene on Tuesday. 35-year-old Kenneth Edward Fletcher of Marietta allegedly stole a blue Honda Element overnight Monday at a Marietta auto shop. Police received an anonymous call Tuesday afternoon from someone who saw the Honda near Canton Road with a flat tire. Around 10 minutes later, officers saw and boxed in Fletcher at a local tire shop. He was first taken to the hospital for medical clearance before being transported to the Cobb County Adult Detention Center. He faces 8 charges, including felonies for aggravated assault on an officer and criminal interference with government property. The case is still open, and he could still face additional charges.
But how I hope and pray that I will, but today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill. Now you're a law.
Oh, yes.
Governor Brian Kemp has signed the Republican-sponsored Cobb County Commission and school board maps into law. The controversial redistricting will take effect January 1st, 2023, and the new boundaries will apply in commission and school board elections set to be held in November, as well as their May 24th primary elections. Governor Kemp's signature caps off weeks of partisan enmity over the local redistricting process, as Democrats have charged that the maps are a Republican ploy to gerrymander their way into holding onto power at the local level. The maps were advanced without the approval of the county's local delegation, where Democrats make up an 11-9 majority.
Well, kids, there it is, Capital City!
There's a swinging town I know called
The city laid out the welcome mat Wednesday for Capital City Bank, which broke ground on its new location near Marietta Square. The Florida-based bank will open an all-new bank and lending office this year across from the intersection of Roswell and Meeting Streets. Once it opens later this year, the 6,000-square-foot facility will be divided into a banking center and a home loan office. Cobb Chamber leaders, Marietta and Cobb County officials, and business magnates were among those gathered Wednesday. Currently, Capital City employs around 65 people in its existing Cobb County locations and expects to add more at its new location.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
6789. A DeKalb County Superior Court judge has ordered that an adult shop mogul with stores across metro Atlanta will not have to serve a jail sentence nor pony up six-figure fines. The order stems from a legal battle between the city of Brookhaven and Michael Morrison, who owned the Stardust adult shops, which has now been closed for years. Morrison also owned several Tokyo Valentino adult shops across the metro area, including one in East Cobb and one in Marietta. He's battled in the courts with the Cobb and Marietta governments, leading to the closure of the East Cobb Tokyo Valentino store. The Marietta location on Cobb Parkway remains in business. Over the years, Morrison was found to be in contempt of court for violating court orders in the lawsuit against Brookhaven. In 2020, that led to a six-month jail sentence and $420,000 in civil fines. On Friday, however, DeKalb Superior Court Judge Mark Anthony Scott waived the fines and jail sentence, saying the goal of closing the store had been achieved. The ruling came after the Cobb Board of Commissioners rewrote the county's adult shop code to increase the required distance between adult shops in places such as schools, churches, and government buildings, effectively legislating the East Cobb store out of existence. Since 2019, the Cobb County School District teachers have been among an elite group of teachers named NASA Airborne Astronomy Ambassadors. This year, two Cobb middle school teachers were among the 24 teachers selected as 2022 NASA Airborne Astronomy Ambassadors. Teresa Cobble of Loving Good Middle School and Anne Marie Dubick of Campbell Middle School are the only ambassadors from Cobb County and the entire state of Georgia. NASA's AAA is a professional development program for science teachers to improve science teaching and enhance student learning and STEM engagement. The program includes teachers in middle schools, high schools, and community colleges. There have been 12 NASA ambassadors, including Cobble and Dubick, selected from Cobb schools over the past 4 years. And now, if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, Doctor Who, or any number of Marvel movies and comics and pop culture in general, there's a big convention coming to the Georgia World Congress Center just for you.
Hey, this is John Macaluso. I am the CEO of the Fandemic Tour. We will be producing Fandemic Tour and the Fandemic Dead event coming up March 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Georgia World Congress Center.
And this is going to be a really, really big event. John, I've seen the list of the people that you're going to have there at Fandemic. Please give me some of the highlights.
Of course, Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Dean Morgan start off the event as being the bigger stars on The Walking Dead. But we've got so many of the current and so many of the past people from The Walking Dead. You know, Michael Rooker, Johnny Bernthal, Chandler Riggs is still coming to the show. I mean, all these people are still coming to the show. If you look at the guest list, it's pretty amazing. There's Ross and there's Melissa. So we're really excited. And then when you go outside of the dead world, you've got Sebastian Stan coming to the show, Winter Soldier. You got Steve Amell coming to the show. You've got so many other, John Barrowman, so many other people, and we're still going to be announcing other guests coming up.
Yeah, when I'm looking at it, you know, Bruce Campbell's going to be there.
And, Brucey.
Yeah, Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger's going to be there. Like, this is fantastic. So tell me, what exactly can visitors to the Fandemic Tour experience?
Well, you know, when you come to a comic convention, you'll get to, first of all, the first and most important thing is you'll get to be around people of like mind that have the same interests and the same enthusiasm for pop culture, for sci-fi, for horror, for all of the above. Then you get to meet the celebrities up close and personal. You get to get an autograph. You get to get a photo op. You need to go to, you could go to a panel and listen to, submit questions and listen to the answers. You get to also meet some of the comic creators, some of the artists who are going to be at the show. You get to meet a bunch of the vendors who are selling all types of merchandise, whether it's in the world of sci-fi, horror. It takes the whole gamut and the whole kingdom at the show.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people forget is that, you know, the vendors who are selling this merchandise, there's a lot of times they create merchandise just for specific stops on tours, and they create merchandise that you struggle to find anywhere else that is for pop culture, nerd culture, sci-fi, horror, like you mentioned. And then on top of that, you're going to get to meet these celebrities that you watch on TV in your favorite movies and get their autograph and take a photo. What kind of restrictions are there going to be to make sure that everybody's safe when you're meeting and taking photos?
Well, listen, we're going to follow the guidelines of Atlanta. We're also going to follow the guidelines of celebrity-specific guidelines. There are some celebrities, just like around the country, there's some people that have certain beliefs, some people that don't. There are some celebrities that want plexiglass for a photo op or want plexiglass in the autograph line. There's some celebrities that don't. We try and announce everything up front so people know exactly what they're getting. Everything is subject to change, though, because of the health conditions of everybody around. So we want to make sure that we have as many precautions in place for everyone's health, safety, and have the best show possible.
And I love that. I love the transparency of it, of being upfront with here's what it's going to be like, here's what your experience is going to be like. And when you get to meet these celebrities, you know, you get to have an interaction with them that is safe and comfortable for everybody involved. John, if somebody wants to find out information about the Fandemic Tour, where are they going to find that?
You go to fandemictour.com and you'll go up to our website and you'll probably get all of your answers to any question.
And again, it's at the Georgia World Congress Center, the Fandemic Tour, March 18th, 19th, and 20th. John, I know that you're putting it together and you've met all these people, but is there anybody on the list that really makes you personally excited?
Yeah, of course. There's not one in particular, if I was to be really honest with you. There's a lot of good buddies of mine coming to this show, from Sebastian, Norman, Jeff, Rooker, Brucey, Johnny B, Dean Kane, Sean Patrick Flannery. I can't wait to see Sarah. Haven't seen her in a while. John Barrowman, James Marsters, just for some that I've hung out with, that I will hang out with. That are just buddies.
And do you get a chance to you get a chance to hang out with these people and interact with them as normal people? And I guess fans that come down to Fandemic are going to get to talk to them too and get to know them on a different level.
Yes. And yeah, the crazy thing is, which, you know, everyone has this mystique about celebrities and stuff because they're on a show or they're in a movie or whatever. They're regular people. They do regular things.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, as cool and fun and nice as it is, they're good guys, good girls. I mean, they're just the people that I know and have become very good friends with are just solid, all around good.
Well, John, I appreciate the fact that you've put it together and you're bringing the Fandemic Tour to Atlanta. And again, what's the website?
Fandemic, boy, you're good. But you're good for business. I got to tell you, it's fandemictour.com. FandemicTour.com. Georgia World Congress Center, March 18th, 19th, and 20th. We expect a lot of people. We expect a really good show. And we are really, really excited. We are going to be there. We're going to be there strong.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.